Hey everyone, you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And this is Anushka, and I have a special guest in the studio today.
Hey!
It's Maddie Wilson.
It's Maddie Wilson. It's crazy.
You know, I don't know if anyone was listening last week. I was alone. This week, as I promised, will be light, fun, exciting.
Woohoo! And when did you promise that? Last week?
Yeah, last week. I said, this show was really sad, all here alone, bleak. And I said, next week will be better, happier. I said it would maybe be spring-themed.
Sure.
It's not spring, though. I was going to play Springtime Again. But
it's not Springtime Again, so...
Sadly not.
I guess you have to wait a little.
So, Maddie...
But we're still going to have fun.
Yeah. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you have a radio show?
I do have a radio show. My radio show is tomorrow night at 11 p.m. It's called Live from the Pillow Fort. It's with my girl, Sabrina Cabarcos.
I thought you were going to say girlfriend.
My girlfriend. No, she's just my roommate, guys. We're just roommates. The theme is, like, colors tomorrow, so...
Oh, so, like, songs with colors?
Yeah, pretty much.
That's cool.
Or, like, adjacent.
Oh, I have another question for you.
Yeah, ask it.
Do you have synesthesia?
No. Oh. I think that's cringe.
Every
bitch.
Oh, wait. No, are we not
allowed to curse? Yeah, we are.
No, you're not.
Why?
You're not allowed to curse. You can only play songs.
Oh, play songs. I'm sorry, yeah, I didn't
say
that.
Everyone, quality control, it's not me, it's my guest.
Yeah.
Anyway. Everyone has synesthesia.
And apparently.
They're like, look, I have synesthesia.
What color is song, three?
You know,
blue.
This month is purple.
7 o'clock, that's round.
We get it. You what? Have the need to feel unique.
You love attention. Just kidding. I'm sure the synesthesia community is really...
Yeah, this is
a great
a bit,
place.
You know, ableist.
Are we cringe? Are we canceled?
Are we canceled?
Are we canceled?
We're gonna come back to this later after
this song.
After this song.
Thank you.
like you. One day I met a guy, he stole my heart, no alibi. You said romance was a ticket to paradise. Mama, I'm not too young to try. We kissed, we hugged, we were close. I'd rather fight than have to lie. So Maddie, I have another question for you.
Well, what songs did we just hear? Can we tell
people? Okay, so the first song we played was Return to the Mac by Mark Morrison.
Classic.
Second one was Bragging Party by The Amps. And then the third one was Little Troubled Girl by Sonic Youth.
Do you not usually do that?
No, I don't.
Oh my God, I'm sorry. I ruined
the published the playlist on Spotify.
Flow of the
Anyone
show.
Can look at it. So why don't
sorry. I? Anyway, what was your question?
Do you relate to the song Little Trouble Girl by Sonic?
Yeah.
Are you a little trouble
She's
girl?
She's so me. I'm a little trouble girl.
Really? What kind of trouble do you get into?
I wear Brandy Melville.
Boo.
I speak ill of the synesthesia community.
Okay. So here's my actual question.
Yeah.
Have you ever read the Master-Slave Dialectic by Hegel?
No.
Oh my God.
I've read like summaries. I'm not a Hegel enjoyer.
You're not a Hegelian?
Hegelian. I just never got around to him.
This like hilarious interview with Slavoj.
Zizek.
LOL. He was they were like, so I think it was Jordan Peterson. Jordan
Oh
Peterson,
yeah, they had a debate, didn't
yeah.
they?
I want to watch the
I
whole
do
thing,
too.
But, like, I don't have the time for all that
So
nonsense.
True.
But literally, Jordan Peterson was like, Zizek, you're a Marxist, right? And he was like, no, I'm actually more of a Hegelian.
Word.
Which I just thought was so funny.
He was like, no.
Like, if you agree. Like,
Call.
If you're also a Hegelian.
Call us.
Is anyone listening? We're really wondering.
Is anyone out there?
Who's tuning in right now? Why don't you give the studio a call? The number is... what's the
Oh my
number?
God, Leonie's listening.
Leonie!
Hi, Leonie.
Shout
she says,
out Leonie.
You're right. people lie about synesthesia.
Okay, so the to
question
call,
of the week.
To call WMFO, call 855-915-9636. Hear that again. It's 855-915-9636.
And give us your opinion.
Call in, and we'll put you on the air. If you ever wanted fame, now's the time. Next, you're going to hear Fiona Apple.
I tell you how I feel, but you don't care. I say tell me the truth, but you don't dare. You say love is a hell you cannot bear. And I say give me my back and then go there for all I care. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. I have never been so insulted in all my life. I could swallow the seas twice down all this pride. First you run like a fool just to be at my side. And now you run like a fool but you just run to hide and I can't abide. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds, you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body and this voice cannot be stopped by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise. Don't make it a big deal, don't be so sensitive. We're not playing a game anymore. You don't have to be so defensive. Don't you plead me your case, don't bother to explain. Don't even show me your face, cause it's a crying shame. Just go back to the rock from under which you came. Take the sorrow you gave and all the stakes you claim. And don't forget the blame. I got my feet on the ground and I don't go to sleep to dream. You got your head in the clouds and you're not at all what you seem. This mind, this body, boys cannot be stifled by your deviant ways. So don't forget what I told you, don't come around. I got my own hell to raise.
see the rain fall upon the funeral mourners, parading in a wake of sad relations as their shoes fill up with water. Maybe I'm too young to keep good love from going wrong, but tonight you're on my mind, so you never know. Broken down and hungry for your love, with no way to feed it. Where are you tonight, child? You know how much you need it. Too young to hold on, and too old to just break free and run. Sometimes
yeah.
You just heard some songs. Go to Spotify, search my name, Anushka Veliko-Shapko, and you can see which ones they were.
They were good ones. We love Fiona Apple here.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
So, Maddie.
Yeah.
What are you majoring in again?
So, tragically, I'm an English major.
Oh,
boo. No, it's fun.
You like romanticism?
I don't mind romanticism, like, actually.
What would a deer feel about this?
What's that?
I don't know. I stole that from...
Who's your favorite romantic poet?
Like, I actually don't like poetry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't.
For real?
I'm like a reader, you know this.
Yeah, me too.
The listener might...
I'm definitely more of a novel...
A novelist.
Girl.
Yeah. What the novel knows.
I know what the novel knows. You wish you knew. But I'm a poetry enjoyer.
Like, I'll read it and I'll enjoy it, but I'm not going to reach for a book of poetry.
Does anyone?
Some people. Huh. English teachers, probably.
Yeah, true.
I don't know.
Yeah. That might be me.
What's, like, that one poem? After I read this poem, I was like, I'm never reading another poem ever again.
Yeah.
It's like Alfred Prufrock or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that T.S. Eliot?
T.S. Eliot. The love song of J. Alfred Prufrock.
I read that and I was like, this is
Ian Smith.
Stupid.
Shout out to Ian Smith, who's not listening. They really love that poem.
Okay. Well,
fun fact.
Let's not tell Ian Smith about what I just said.
Okay. Cool.
Maddie.
Yeah.
I have another question.
Okay.
You didn't finish your previous question. Maddie is a English and philosophy...
I'm not a philosophy major, guys.
Not anymore?
I haven't done anything with it yet.
Okay, so Maddie's an English and philosophy double major with a sociology minor. Let's hear it for Maddie.
Fake. I'm never going to have a career.
You're going to have a career in being the smartest person in the room.
I'm the
dumbest.
That
hasn't read Hegel. Boo.
I'm actually dumb, guys.
No.
I'm not a writing fellow. I'm a writing enemy.
Writing enemy. That's funny.
I'm a writing fiend.
Wait, so I was going to ask you a question.
Do we have this much time to talk? We're going to get through like 4 songs.
I'm having a good time.
Me too. Keep going.
Yeah. Oh, so nobody called, basically.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's fine.
I don't remember the question because we got cut off.
All right, next song.
Take the place of your eyes.
Tufts and Medford, did you know that literacy is falling at an alarming rate? 30% of adults over 40 have forgotten how to read.
Oh my God, is that true?
This is a message from the Massachusetts Reading Council. Mm. It's time for you to pick up a book, Massachusetts. Turn a page, read a word, use a bookmark. Reading can give you access to things you've never seen before.
Get a library card.
Just like open a web page and type something in and then read it. You're missing out on lots of information, and reading will make you a more informed citizen. And this has been a message from the Massachusetts Reading Council telling you to read. Read a book, please.
Thank you, Maddie.
That's what the novel knows.
That was our hourly PSA. That actually segues me perfectly into my next question.
Yay!
Maddie!
Anushka!
What's your favorite book?
Oh, fuck that. Oh my God, no.
Maddie!
I hate that question.
Okay, what's your least favorite book?
I don't know. I was like a Catcher in the Rye fan in high school.
Yeah.
Like, I think we all were.
Did you relate to him?
No.
I bet you did.
I just liked it.
You're a little trouble girl.
I'm a little trouble girl.
And you're phony.
I'm the only real one. You're phony. I like the book White Noise. I like Proust.
Mm. All right. Maddie's our resident Proust scholar.
I'm the preeminent Proust scholar. Mm-hmm. The preeminent Proust scholar. What's your favorite book?
Hungry Caterpillar.
Oh, that's such a good
answer. Just kidding.
It's Master and Margarita.
Oh, yeah. Master and Margarita was like an old high school favorite. I'm like really into The Book of Lamentations by Rosario Castellanos.
Ooh.
It is about Chiapas.
Cool.
Really good.
Okay. I also am adding Another Country by James Baldwin to that favorite list.
I'm reading Go Tall to the Mountain.
I thought that, and then I thought about myself.
And I actually lost the book. It was underneath Vicky's bed this whole time.
You didn't lose it. Yeah. You just left it in Vicky's room.
Well, it was underneath her bed, though.
Oh, okay.
So I lost it.
So it was, like, kicked.
So I started reading.
Shows you what people think about reading, huh? Hey. Just kick it under the bed.
No.
Not Vicky. Someone else.
Anyway, so then I started reading The Teachings of Don Juan by Carlos Castaneda.
I thought you already read that.
No, I read the prequel, now I'm reading, like, the actual book. Cool. I got the prequel at, like, an estate sale, you know?
Yeah.
I got a lot of good
copies. I love copies. Used books.
I got a copy of Discipline and Punishment by Foucault. I got How Capitalism Destroyed Black America.
What?
I also got...
These are great titles.
I know, it was a good title, right? And then I got a book of poems by this one French guy, because it was like a dollar.
Cool.
I literally forgot what his name is. Oh, it's Rimbaud.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Never read it. Never.
He's like the symbolist or something. No, not symbolist.
What's your favorite symbol?
The at sign.
Really?
No. I really like the symbol of... No, I don't know.
I like lizards.
What do they represent?
Like rejuvenation, rebirth. Not rebirth, maybe like resilience, because their tails fall off
and they grow back.
I'm That's like really the resident cool. Jung scholar.
Preeminent?
Preeminent. The preeminent Jung scholar. Matt is the preeminent Proust scholar. Anyway, we're going to play more music now. We'll be right back.
Difficult people slip away. Feeling that way about difficult people. Feeling that way about difficult people. Slip away. Slip away, you're beautiful. But slip away, you're beautiful. Hearing you through the door. Fast, slip away. You're beautiful, but slip away. You're beautiful, but you're gonna slip away like that. Feeling that way about difficult people. Come close to the phone. Closer to the phone. Should I? Same time. Don't keep me. Should I? Same time. Don't keep me. A friend from the 11th. Make up your mind. Make up your mind. Make up. You're higher. You're higher the first time. You're higher too many days since. We've met before. Don't be disappointed. We've met before. Don't be disappointed. Keep. Don't. It's the new past. It's the new past. Holding you is like the new past. Holding you is like the new past. What's going? What's going? I'm not leaving. We'll work the many ways, the many, many ways. Yeah, talking so like that. Talking so like that. The many ways, the many work ways, the many ways, the many ways. SL, the many ways. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like lotus leaves. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like lotus leaves. The many ways, the many ways. I see the many ways. The many ways. Seek sure things. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like lotus leaves. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like lotus leaves. The same. Make up your mind. The many ways. The many ways. The many ways. Eyes like lotus leaves. No, not even like. It's quite decided how the boy can figure. It's quite decided how the boy can figure. Changing it. Two beats and the boy can figure. Everything going that way. I found you, it's quite decided how the boy can figure. Two beats, and the boy, the sun, the end, the sun, the M. It's okay calling, it's okay. Two beats, and the boy can figure. Finally, I thought about you to like the ninth degree. I thought thought about you to like the ninth degree. Two beats and the beautiful and checkered, the end, beautiful and checkered, E fade, E fade, beautiful, close the door, beautiful and checkered, 50, beautiful and checkered, E fade. She came in under, she kept things happening in a silent way. I'm better like this, in a silent way, I'm for your love. I left it, I'm sure. You set the scene, I should, but you set the scene. I can dance, miss that loop, but I can dance. I can dance, you set the scene by chance. Is there something? Take the time away from me. Take the time away from me. S, E, fade, E, fade. Take the time, but make our own rules. Don't walk away from the people you meet. E, fade, without any noise. Sorrow. Nothing happened, nothing happened. You and me in the sea, nothing happened. But you, 83, 83. I thought maybe I'm one night, take it. Sorrow, without any noise. 83. Sorrow, no. Sorrow, no. Causing you sorrow, no. Don't smoke in bed with me. Sorrow, no. Sorrow, no. Causing you sorrow, no. Don't smoke in bed with me.
We're back.
So actually what I was planning on doing with the show was that after every song, I was going to make both of us rate the song, since this is like Maddie and I adding songs separately to one playlist.
Yeah.
But I forgot to do that.
Okay. How did you rearrange them? I'm curious. Did you just kind of alternate? Or did you like feel them out?
Like, kind of like fun song in the beginning, fun mm-hmm. short, sweet.
Yeah.
And then we have to do the intro, right? Mm-hmm. And then I did like some more like exciting, kind of like high intensity, high impact songs. Mm-hmm. And then I kind of softened it up towards the end.
Oh, I tapped the mic. I love that.
Mm-hmm. Do you not do that on your show?
No, we do that. Mm. But I just was curious what your strategy is. I really like that song. I would rate that an 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10.
I would give that a 4.
What's
4 out of 5.
What's your favorite song?
Oh my god.
The day.
From the day?
No, from the show.
Oh.
Yeah, obviously.
Probably the Jeff Buckley one.
Jeff Buckley?
Yeah.
Are you going to ask me what my favorite song
is? Yeah, what was your favorite song of the day?
I think I'm gonna have to say Horse Number of Love song.
Yes.
So long story short, Vicky was previously in a band, not to name names, not to politicize anything, not to pick sides or whatever. Anyway, this isn't about any of that, but Vicky played in a little house show with one of the guys from Horse Number of Love. I think the main guy.
Was it?
I don't know.
Shout out to Vicky.
Shout out to Vicky.
Shout out to Lazy Fair. The band that will never come to fruition. Just kidding. We just forgot to reserve a room to practice today.
Watch out.
We're coming. I was going to say something. Oh, Eyes Like Lotus Leaves. No, not even like. Yeah, that's a good song.
Oh my god, this is a perfect segue.
Segue. Go ahead.
Maddie.
Mm-hmm.
Maddie. Maddie.
Yeah.
Since you're studying abroad to Dublin, Ireland, yeah, to study at Trinity University, yeah, next...
I think it's college.
Trinity College. I think, I'm not a preeminent...
Yeah, you wouldn't know.
I'm not a preeminent...
Anyway, not an English major.
Since
yeah, what's the question?
Since you're studying there, can I hear your Irish...
No.
Can I hear your Irish accent?
I'm not comfortable doing
you're
that on air.
You're going to have to fit in with the locals, so you should start practicing.
You're going to laugh at me.
No.
Okay. What do I say?
Do your whole little bit.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
The guy from Mr. Crab.
Oh, the ginger lemon tea. Can I have the ginger lemon? That was it.
Say it again.
No. That's recorded on the WMFO website forever.
It's for 2 weeks.
Kushna.
Oh. Maddie's like the best at doing accents. I've literally never met anyone that's better at doing accents than Maddie.
That's a very high compliment. Thank you.
No, literally. What's your favorite accent to do?
Australian.
Can I hear a little?
No. I watched H2O like obsessively, mm-hmm, as a kid, as you know. And so I was like, I have to speak like that. And so I did. And now when I'm with my sister, we just only talk in Australian accents.
Okay, so imagine I'm your sister.
I don't know. She's like...
Okay, I'm
where are you going? Let's go. Get in the car. I'm so hungry. Do you want, like, a snack? You know, like... like that.
Did you ever watch the video I sent you?
No. I thought about it the other day, and then I didn't watch it.
Poll for the room. When people send you songs and or videos and or articles, do you read them?
Depends on the person. Mm. Videos, that's tough. Not usually.
Not for me.
Songs, more. Depends, more yeah. So. You never listen to songs I send you.
I do.
Yeah, right.
My grandma, my babushka, she sends me a bunch of articles about,
oh, really?
Like, I don't know. She, like, tries to look up things I'm interested in.
That's
like, she
sweet.
Found out that I
that's
was, like,
really sweet.
Working in a lab, and she, like, looked up all these, like, things to do.
Fish with, lab. Miss Fish Lab over here.
With, like, fish. And she keeps sending them to me. And on Facebook Messenger, by the way.
Oh, right.
And then I'll just be like, oh, my God, thanks, Babushka. I loved it. This is such a good read.
But you're,
thanks for
you're
sharing.
You're lying.
But she didn't read it either.
Okay.
Is what it
that's
is.
That's fair.
She just
I guess.
Wants me to, like, educate myself. I'm in university for a reason.
Uni.
Mrs.
Uni. Should we play the last song?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Wait, I forgot to mention. This is Anushka.
And this is Maddie.
And you're listening to,
what are they listening to?
Wait.
91.5?
No.
Oh.
I wanted to say it in French.
Oh.
Is it Soissons?
It's like...
No, what is it? It's like...
90s?
Yeah.
FM.
WMFO Medford, Tufts Reform Radio.
La radio. Libre. Oui.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thanks
Hope
for
you
having me, Anushka.
Now is the time for our last song.